This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The next mayor of Colorado Springs will be Yemi Mowolade. Runoff election results showed him to be the winner early Tuesday night. The small business owner called his election a new era for the city.
Friends, our city is hungry. As represented by this room tonight, we're ready for a leadership that represents all of our city. And I'm ready to serve as your 42nd mayor of Colorado Springs.
Rival Wayne Williams conceded quickly after early results showed him down by double digits. The clerk's office resumes counting ballots today. Mowolade succeeds term-limited Mayor John Southers. He'll be sworn in next month. The Denver Nuggets are the winners in Game 1 of their playoff series with the L.A. Lakers. It was 132-126 last night in Denver. The Nuggets' Nikola Jokic had another big game, including a buzzer beater to end the third quarter.
Jokic just gets it off in time. It's up. Oh, it's good! Of course it goes in!
The winner of the series goes on to play for the NBA championship, something the Nuggets have never done. Game 2 against the Lakers is tomorrow. Governor Polis vetoed a bill related to the state's impending wolf reintroduction. CPR Sam Brash reports.
Colorado is set to reintroduce wolves later this year. That's after voters narrowly approved the idea in 2020. The bipartisan bill would have required the state to obtain a federal permit before the release that would likely make it legal to kill or trap any wolves that threaten livestock. Republican State Representative Matt Soper sponsored the legislation and is disappointed with the governor.
It's like getting rid of your car insurance and then hoping that you're not going to have an accident on the freeway.
In a veto letter, the governor said the state still intends to get the permit, but the bill would have added unnecessary legal complications to the process. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A snowmobiler was safely rescued on Vail Pass over the weekend. Rescue crews found the person using the Share My Location function from a friend's phone. Authorities say the snowmobiler was unfamiliar with the area. This is CPR News.